Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to this latest edition of the Saturday Morning Wake Up Call, this prime time edition on Tuesday, on this Tuesday, November 9th, 2010, 30 minutes after the 8 o'clock hour. We'll take you to 8:45 tonight. There's just one thing that I'm going to discuss tonight. Of course, right now, the biggest story in the sports world, where Wade Phillips, of course, was given his walking papers late yesterday afternoon, after 3.5 years as head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Phillips had a winning record with the Cowboys over his three plus seasons there, won a playoff game, but you know, this season has been just an utter disaster. Even before Tony Romo got hurt, you know, the team was finished even before that injury. That injury just added, insult to injury. And again, to nobody's surprise that Phillips is out. Jerry Jones, said all along, yeah, Phillips, he's my coach for this year. I don't believe in season changes, but, 45-7 against Green Bay, team quit. There's no question about it. Checked out. It was time for a different voice. They still have talent on that team, and they just absolutely laid down and quit on Wade Phillips. There's no two ways about it. But you look at the Cowboys, and Cowboy fans have been, they've been just what I'm looking for. They've been fooled over these past 3 or 4 years into actually thinking that they had a legit Super Bowl caliber team. They've been disillusioned. That's the word I'm looking for. And I don't want to make this a Redskins-Cowboys thing. It's not about the Redskins right now. It's about the Dallas. It's called the state of the Dallas Cowboys. So I want to just focus in on the Dallas Cowboys. But the reason I bring up the Redskins is, as a Redskins fan, and many Redskins fans knew over the past 4, 5, 6, for the most part of the Dan Snyder tenure, that the team was being ran poorly, and that you couldn't have an owner be the face of the franchise. And I think that was, you had to focus on draft picks, you had to focus on, build a team through free agency. Couldn't have the owner in the war room, with his own draft board, as Daniel Snyder had. But somehow Cowboy fans thought that, their guy, Jerry Jones, was could get away with that. He can get away with being the owner. He can get away with being the general manager. He can, make the draft choices. He can, sign the free agents. Trade first round picks for Roy Williams, the receiver Roy Williams, and think that they still could contend for a Super Bowl. Now I think that reality, I hope, has set in for the Dallas Cowboys fans out there, because Jerry Jones, as long as Jerry Jones is the face of that franchise, you will not sniff a championship. I mean, think about it. I mean, look at the NFL in the past 15 years. I mean, matter of fact, look at the NFL in its history. Okay, this is the 92nd season of NFL football. And, you think about the championship teams, you go all the way back to Lombardi, Starr, Chuck Noll, Terry Bradshaw, Steel Curtain defense. Montana, Walsh, up until modern times, within the last 10, 15 years with, Drew Brees and Peyton, Sean Payton, Belichick, Brady. The common theme is, it's about the players and the management. So it's not about the owners as far as being the leader of your franchise. Yeah, the owner has to run the business. He has to, sometimes fire a general manager or even fire a coach. But But, you know, you want to run a championship caliber organization, you better have a damn good head coach in place, a great general manager, and an owner who knows, who's just willing to open his wallet and sit back and allow his football people to make football decisions. And Jerry Jones is everything but that. Jerry Jones wants to be not only the face of the franchise, he wants to be in everything. You know, he built his state-of-the-art, you know, new stadium, which is, you know, it is what it is, the greatest sporting venue in all sports right now. I make no mistake about that. And you know, he just cannot help himself but to be out there in the forefront. And again, he drafted Dez Bryant. They didn't need Dez Bryant. They had enough receivers. They had enough weapons on the outside. You know, they needed to address their offensive line, which has quickly gotten old. And they're getting old at a couple other spots. And, you know, Jones now has went through 7 coaches in 21 years. I technically don't count Tom Landry because Landry already, he was not hired by Jerry Jones. Landry was already there. He didn't coach one game under Jerry Jones as he was fired as soon as Jerry Jones bought the team in 1989 after 29 years as you know, Dallas is first, and up until that point, they only had a coach. So he brings in Jimmy Johnson. You know, he hit the jackpot. You know, Jimmy Johnson, his teammate at the University of Arkansas. But you know, remember this about that whole relationship. It was because when the Cowboys were winning championships, it was because of Jimmy Johnson's talent evaluation. That great trade he made with the Minnesota Vikings, one of the great trades in NFL history, one of the great, you know, fleeces of all time, the Herschel Walker trade. You know, he built that team with Aikman, Emmitt, and Irving. Made smart free agent choices, pickups with Charles Haley, Thomas Everett, a couple other guys. But Jerry Jones couldn't handle that. He couldn't handle Jimmy Johnson being the face of the franchise. Couldn't handle that or getting the credit. When it was Jimmy Johnson drafting the players, despite winning 3 Super Bowls in 4 years, you know, he had to be the guy. And I say he won 3 Super Bowls in 4 years. I know Johnson only has 2 Super Bowls, but let's be honest, Barry Switzer was a caretaker on that '95 Cowboys team that their last Super Bowl championship. That was Jimmy Johnson's team. We all know that. So you know. You know, Jerry Jones' ego has gotten in the way of this franchise's progression on the field. Now, the Cowboys off the field have been as profitable as any franchise in sports. They overtook, within the last 2 years, overtook the Washington Redskins as being the most valued franchise in professional sports, only in second worldwide to Manchester United, the soccer club, about $2 billion or so. So, I mean, the guy is a marketing and a business genius. But he is not a football guy. You know, he's a guy who's put together, you know, the Cowboy talent looks great. It looks good. But the pieces don't fit. I mean, that's just it's all there is to it. The pieces absolutely don't fit when you look at the makeup of that team. So now the Cowboys are basically, you know, I'm not going to say starting over because they have a franchise caliber quarterback, have some nice pieces, but they're basically at a, you know, is Jones going to bring in the next guy? Because Jason Garrett is not going to be the guy long term. He's just, you know, filling in for this year. He'll be an interim coach, and we'll see how that happens. If Garrett was going to be the coach, he would have been the coach 2 or 3 years ago. When Jones brought in Wade Phillips. Garrett is not the guy who Jerry Jones wants to be the coach long term. There are some guys out there, you know, Cowher, Gruden, just name a few, have some coordinators, Leslie Frazier from Minnesota, Terry Fiorillo from the Giants, who's been, all of a sudden become a hot name. Now, you know, Mike Holmgren, from what you hear, has an itch to coach again. But, again, it won't matter who he brings in until he takes his hands off the team. And, again, the odds on that happening is, you know, I don't know, slim and none, or maybe none and none. I mean, Jerry Jones honestly believes he knows football like a Bill Polian or like a A.J. Smith. He really does. And, I mean, for a Cowboys fan, if you're a Cowboys fan, you just, like, I don't see how you can have confidence in him in terms of running this franchise. You know, on the field product they put on the product they put on the field. Again, no coach has lasted longer than 4 years under Jerry Jones. But think about that. He's had Parcells, had Jimmy Johnson. The other coaches he's had have been, you know, come on. I mean, Dave Campbell, Chan Gailey. And there was no way. When Wade Phillips got this job, you know, you say to yourself, there's no way they win a Super Bowl with Wade Phillips as the head coach. Wade Phillips is not a championship caliber coach. You know, Wade Phillips is a guy who will win you some regular season games, get you to the playoffs, and then that's about it. Maybe win a playoff game. He won one year last year. Maybe he gets you one playoff win. It's not getting you to a Super Bowl. He's definitely not winning a Super Bowl. I mean, a lot of those games the Cowboys have been winning over the last couple of years have been on basically on sheer talent. I mean, they've been that talented. You know, they've looked good over the course of a couple of regular seasons. Had a big regular season in 2007 when they won 13 games. Played well last year when they won the division. But right now, that franchise is not in good shape. That is not an attractive. Listen, somebody's going to take that job. Maybe Gruden will take that job. Cowher is not taking that job. Cowher will be, if he does coach next year, it's going to be in Carolina. Not taking that job. But that job is not that attractive of a job as you may think it is. With Jerry Jones at the forefront. You know, some of that stuff he does has worn thin. I mean, in the draft room, on the field, talking to players. I mean, that stuff, you know, when he was winning Super Bowls, you can kind of get away with that stuff. Now, you know, it's time for him to fall back and go out there and get a Ted Thompson or get an A.J. Smith. You know, get a Scott Paley. But as a Redskins fan, you know what, Jerry? Keep up the good work. I love it. Keep up the good work. So we'll see what happens in Cowboy Land. They do have a chance to play spoiler, by the way. There's still talent on that team. They have a bunch of division games left. I believe four division games left. Still have to play the Eagles twice, Redskins once, and then they have another game. They have the Giants this week. Good luck with that. So we'll see how the rest of the season plays out. Have a great evening. I will see you next time. I'll see you next time and enjoy your night.